This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, let's get at it here. Another week, another list, another conversation about the items on the list. This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen here with Rich McFadden, Victoria Jones, and Rick Jensen. Rich is at controls in our studio in Washington at Radio America. Victoria also is with the D.C. Radio Company, D.C. being District of Columbia, but that's her cards are small.
Corruption,
she's trying to save
whatever.
Money.
The secret.
Yeah, right. District of Corruption. Perfect. Rick Jensen from WDEL, one of the great sort of stand-up talk radio stations in the country. The stories from Talkers Magazine that are listed at Talkers.com, where you find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television, all the things that pertain to our business, the news talk radio conversation business. This program has been aimed at doing sort of like the music countdown, the music countdown shows that go from number 30 to number 1 or whatever, number 40. This is number 10 to number 1, and they are people and
sometimes stories
that have been, we don't, they're there, whether we get to them all
already, now.
Yes. So, at number 10, what's going on in the NCAA March Madness, the continuing focus on this corrupt, horrible series of games that make a mockery of college, like all of the other stuff, the entrance exam. I mean, college life in America, as far as I'm concerned, when you look around, has become chaos because of corruption.
Oh, you think it's bad now? Gambling is really pretty much just become a... I mean, people
are
sitting...
$8.5 billion this year, I think, wasn't it? That was wagered on these games?
It's gonna grow exponentially. Now that more states are allowing gambling, you can actually sit in your seat in the arena while the game is going on and place bets on one of the sports fan apps or one of the sports betting apps. Mm-hmm. So as you're watching the game...
Have you done that yet?
I haven't done that. No, I'm not a gambler. I hate giving my money to other people for no reason at all.
I'm not a gambler, no.
Yeah. No,
I've worked with you
for 23 years.
Right.
But, I mean, you think it's corrupt now? And the commissioner of the NBA says, hey, listen, before when gambling was kind of in the weeds and you couldn't see what was going on, then it was corrupt. Then it made the sports corrupt. Now we can trace the money. So if anybody throws a game, it's easy for us to see. And that was part of his reason for saying, bring on the legal gambling, because I'd rather see what's going on and if anybody's trying to throw a game.
That's interesting. The players and stuff, yeah. Okay, have you ever bet on a game, Rick?
You know, I don't. And here in Delaware, we've had legal betting for quite a long time. They tied it in with the casinos, with the horse racing track, calling it racinos and all. One of the problems I see is that when the government is involved with this, now you have this soft corruption wherein there are elderly people who have lost their homes, they've gone bankrupt, and yet there's no impetus for the government to sponsor any sort of research into that sort of thing. And I think that we're going to see another time, probably within the next few years, when people rage against this and say, you know what, we're sick and tired of the government being involved in this gambling.
Can I tell you about my betting experience?
I would like to know, Victoria, what you have bet on. Yes.
Okay. So when I was a teenager and I was working for the Moody Blues, one of the...
Wait a minute. Hold the phone.
Oh, here we go.
You worked for the Moody Blues when you were a teenager?
Yeah, when I was a teenager.
What happened? How come I didn't know that?
Yeah, well, there are many things you don't know about me.
So the next time I talk to Justin Hayward, will he remember you?
No. So one of their managers came in one day and said, I was out early this morning and I watched this horse run, and his name is Snow Knight, and he's 100-1, and he's going to win the Grand National. Okay. And we said, what? He said, he's going to win the Grand National. I just watched this horse run, and put your money on him. So I went down to a bookies on the Friday. The Grand National was on the Saturday. And I put, like, I put a ridiculous amount of money, like £10, which was so much money then. And by that time, the odds had narrowed to 50 to 1, something like that. Oh, no, I put a pound on something crazy. Anyway, Snow Night, which nobody had ever heard of. I watched the Grand National on the telly, and Snow Night came from behind, and the commentators go, "And it's Snow Night! And it's Snow Night! And it's and Snow Night won the Grand National. I won so much money!"
Oh, you did? You won?
Yes!
Oh.
I won!
See, I had the opposite story. I had a guy, when I was working in the used car world, tell me, when I sold him a car, "I'm going to do you a favor, hook you up. Bet on this horse at the Laurel Racetrack today. The fix is in." So I get all my buddies. We get $1,000 together. And we send somebody over there to lay the money on the horse. That horse is still running. Today.
Yeah.
But back to Rick's point. Look at what the government is getting into, okay? They want to tax marijuana, they want to tax gambling, they want to tax alcohol, they want to tax cigarettes. They want to tax anything. They see that they can make tons of money on us basically destroying ourselves, and they want their cut.
Lovely.
But, great. Rich, it's worse than that, though. It, when you take a look at what's happening, it's not like they're just taking their fees and their cut and their taxes. No.
They're promoting
this part. No, worse than that. Even worse, they're business partners, and
right.
So that's why they have to promote it.
Right.
Yeah. Land of the free, home of the brave and the broke. This is America, 2019. Okay, so that's the sports betting action and what's going on with the NCAA and elsewhere. The baseball season off to a start. Games opening up this week. Who are we on to for the World Series? Who's going to win the World Series? Richie, go around the room. Who's winning the
World Series? Well, obviously, I'd love to see the Nats, you know, do well. But I think number one story for me for the opening day this week was the fact that Bryce Harper got booed his first day in Philadelphia because he didn't get a hit. He struck out. And this guy signed
that was just the first. That was just his first at bat.
They booed him on his first at bat.
How much did he sign for?
$300 million, and he signed a lifelong contract. He can never play for another team ever. He's going
to
spend the next 13 years,
give you $300 million,
the rest of his career in Philadelphia being booed.
Any more home games to play
here?
So after the Phillies win the World Series, that's when I think you'll be changing your tune.
Ain't happening.
Ain't happening,
Mr. Delaware.
By the way, 10-4 over the Braves yesterday. Come on. And Hoskins stepped up. Grand slam. It was great. Great game.
All right. So I think we've taken care of the sports angle here.
Forgot your
on the talk radio review.
It's nearly cricket season.
We need a new co-host next week, Doug.
Okay.
Season.
You can work on that, Richie, because I won't be here. The charts for the week of March 25th to the 29th here on the talk radio. And to eliminate any gossip, Victoria and I will both be gone next week, and we will both be together for a week on a trip to Ireland.
And the following Monday when you return, the stories that we will have told about you will be epic.
Great.
I don't think the way you described that did not eliminate any realm for gossip at all. In fact, you just compounded it.
No. Me?
Yep.
Huh. Yeah.
Yep. Hey, Doug.
It's hey,
Monday,
Rich.
Monday is April 1st.
April Fools.
Get ready.
Rich. Richie has played some of the great.
Really?
We've had some really good.
Especially when he's not here.
Circumstances, right. Well, I'll be here Monday.
I'll be here Monday.
Okay. All right, my pillow time. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Come on, let's get at it. We have sold lots of pillows on this program from My Pillow. Mike Lindell sends his personal thanks to you for believing in the message that comes from me and other members of my clan. There are other pillow products that you can find at MyPillow.com. There is nothing, however, better than the MyPillow in terms of starting off. But you've heard the big pitch lately for sheets from MyPillow, the Giza sheets that Mike has found put together. He went over to Egypt and found the area where the Giza cotton comes from. Best way to make sheets is to use this kind of cotton. It's the best cotton ever. It's grown in this small area near the Mediterranean. Super smooth. Cotton's very breathable. The sheets are extremely durable, made with those deep pockets on the side, so they'll fit over any mattress topper, any mattress, on any bed.
That is key.
Yeah, it sure is. Absolutely. So, you love your MyPillows. You love the mattress you got from them. You love the MyPillow mattress topper. Now you love the sheets, the Giza sheets. Get them now. 30% off using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. So order up the Giza sheets, MyPillow.com. Get 30% off and free shipping when you use that promo code DJV. So let's move now on to this. You're not comfortable with your sheets? Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Get yours today at MyPillow.com. Are you constantly waking up having to fix your sheets because your fitted sheet is so unfitted? Do your sheets keep you hot at night? I've been there. You've been there. We've all been there. But not anymore. Not thanks to my MyPillow Giza cotton sheets. I'm getting a full night's rest without the pain of having to fix my sheets. Giza cotton sheets by MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton, called Giza. Grown only in a small area near the Mediterranean Sea. It's cotton, super smooth and breathable, extremely durable, made with deep pockets that will fit over any bed. And just like those MyPillows we love so much, our Giza sheets are 100% machine washable, dryable cotton, super duper. Go to MyPillow.com. Order your Giza sheets today. Get 30% off and free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. That's right. Free shipping at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV. Get yours today at MyPillow.com. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797. All right. There's an echo in here. That's okay. Let's get to the whole list, and then everybody hold their comments till after we go through the whole list so people will know what the top 10 stories are according to the research done at Talkers Magazine for this week. So we go from sports talk to the film Us, which is at number 9. I can tell you something about it, but basically would tell you, in some circumstances, depending on your values, it's not worth wasting your time on. Number 8, Avenatti's arrest. Good God, what a big BSer he is. Number 7, the chaos surrounding Brexit. Good time for us to be going to Ireland, Victoria.
But no, that makes it really interesting. It's
yeah,
great.
It'd be very interesting. Number 6.
But we're not just glossing over that. It is fascinating, and Theresa May has finally, to the relief of just about everybody, said, okay, I'll step down if you pass my deal, which everybody hates. Everybody hates. And this brilliant show will be airing at different times, so I'm now saying something that is time sensitive. We don't know if it's going to pass.
All right, thank you. But to be continued, the list included here on the Talk Radio Review, 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us to continue the Talk Radio Roundup. I'm Doug Steffen here with Victoria Jones from the D.C. radio company, Rick Jensen at WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Rich McFadden in the control room of our studio on Radio America, the originating network for all of the Doug Steffen programs. So we're trying to work our way through this. We can make comments after. Let me, I'm criticized frequently for not making it through sometimes even the list, so people have a perspective. I know, it's amazing, isn't it?
Tune in next week. We'll finish the list. Don't
numbers,
worry about it.
Yeah, bet you'll be in charge next week when Victoria and I are gone
right.
on a trip to Ireland.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Number six this week is the Democratic hopeful list expanding. I'll tell you something. I'm going to aside just for a second while I have it on my mind.
Off the rails already.
The shiny penny syndrome. Thanks, Rich.
Yeah.
This fellow is the mayor of South Bend. He's a very interesting guy. I can't tell you what his name is. Blunga Bunga, whatever his name is. Pete Bledjeduza. What's his name? I don't know what it is.
Buttigieg.
Buttigieg. That's who.
Buttigieg. Or Buddy Gig, if you like.
He's actually a very interesting character. Too young to be president, but he's making himself known, and it could be a very interesting contender in a couple of years. But it's really, how many, you know, now the world has changed so much. Here's a gay guy who has made his impact on a very conservative city like South Bend. And so the world, thank heavens, is changing. Now, some people say, oh, what do you mean, thank heavens? Because it ought to be. Politics, government ought to be a heck of a lot more inclusive than it has been, and we're feeling, you know, we're getting it in the neck because things have changed so much, not only here in our country but around the world. And this struggle to give equality to people shows its ugly face pretty much every day. That, and I think that's part of the story here.
Inclusiveness is, please, really. They will dig up any dirt on this poor guy over the next few years before he ever gets his shot.
I didn't say they're going to like him. The Democrats are not going to like him.
Nobody's included in anything anymore because everybody has something in the closet that somebody digs up. And if they can't find anything on you, they're going to make something up and just crush you.
Right. Number five is the Green New Deal vote. What a ridiculous waste of time that is. Just the fact that it's gotten as much ink or press or time.
Everybody all together. Take a deep breath. Exhale. Let's make some CO2. Huh?
Yeah, man. Thank you. How about my cows with the methane gas regime? Don't forget them.
Yep. Give them some
Number
beans
four,
today.
the immigration issue continuing to be an important cog in the wheel here. I just am so sick of Jussie Smollett. Number three, get lost, you jerk. Number two, that's my comment. Thank you. The rest of you can comment later.
That's going to become an interesting story, really, actually.
Well, it's like sucking. There's a vacuum someplace. It must be, because this is sucking up too much air, this story about this egomaniac who done what to whom, frankly.
Because there are issues surrounding it that are bigger than him. That's
right.
Why.
Exactly. The hand came down on high and basically opened the prison doors for him, and now they're going to start investigating that, and that's going to become a whole story in itself.
Well, whiteface, these two black guys supposedly had whiteface on to make it look like they were, who's going to be fooled
I'm
by
talking
a couple
about
of black
the guys? Michelle Obama's chief of staff talking to the...
talking to the Attorney General.
This is going to get dirty.
Yeah.
Well, it's more about that whether, and I think Stephen Colbert said this really well, and I can't say it in the funny way like him, that, this just goes to show that if you're, whether you're black or white in America, if you're rich, you can get away with it.
Right, exactly.
And
that's the story. And that's
the
only
story
here that has any value. The reflection on money and its influence on the justice system.
Get to number two, number one. Hurry up. Before
liberty and justice for all. Number two is the Obamacare battle. And number one, the aftermath of the Mueller report, which we should spend a good deal of time on as we continue here. The essence of that thing is really now, I think, very... I think it's the rage on both sides is really...
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump with a message for Mexico if they don't immediately stop all illegal aliens from coming into the United States.
So there's a very good likelihood that I'll be closing the border next week, and that'll be just fine with me.
The president also began withholding aid money to El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and Colombia.
We were giving them $500 million. We were giving them tremendous aid. We stopped payment to Honduras, to Guatemala, and to El Salvador.
Former Vice President Joe Biden says he doesn't recall an alleged inappropriate encounter between him and a state legislator in Nevada. The statement follows yesterday's allegation that was posted on a blog by Lucy Flores, who was running for lieutenant governor of Nevada back in 2014, when she says Biden kissed her on the back of her head while they waited to go on stage for a Democratic rally. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. Because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us to continue here with our overview of what's going on in the world of news. Talk Radio, the charts for the last week of March, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. We've gone through all the 10 stories, in fact, with several comments from Victoria Jones and Rick Jensen and Rich McFadden about the various issues. Let's, before we go back to the Trumpster and Mueller, go through the people list. They usually anecdotally are related because the people being talked about are part of the conversation about the issues.
Let me help you out here. Before you do that, let me help you out for the people who are just joining us with mm-hmm. the 10 stories. And I'm going to go through this really quickly so we don't get worried, okay? Number 10, NBA NCAA action. Number 9, the Us film. Number 8, Avenatti arrest. Number 7, Brexit and all that chaos. Number 6, the 2020 Democratic hopefuls. Number 5, the Green New Deal vote. Number 4, the border wall and immigration issues. Number 3, Jussie Smollett case. Number 2, Trump's Obamacare battle. And number 1, the Mueller report aftermath. All right, now the people, sir.
Ooh, look at you.
Yes, isn't he amazing? Yes, he does such a wonderful job of synthesizing all of this.
You can't even get through the people now. Now you're just rattling on. Go.
No, I'm not going to do that. I will tell you, though, that we, as part of
number
the countdown
10, Michael
week,
Avenatti. Number
quiet.
8, Theresa May.
As part of this, we do list these in a formal way in a 2-minute piece that appears after you people are on the program. So there. Number 10 on the people list. Yes. Michael Avenatti. Number 9, Theresa May. Peter, the aforementioned Buttigieg. Thank you. Why, how do you get that out of this? That isn't how it's spelled.
Buttigieg.
That's how it's pronounced. If you Google it, you can listen to it in audio.
Really? Number 7, Mitch McConnell, a.k.a. the old fossil. Number 6, AOC, get lost. Number 5, Nancy Pelosi.
Go with her.
I think you fancy AOC. I think you fancy her, to use an English expression.
Really?
Or an Irish expression, which you'll become mm-hmm. familiar with.
Okay, thank you.
She's going to Ireland with you.
What?
Yeah, going to Ireland with me.
Yeah, right. Number 4 is Jussie Smollett. I can tell you he's not going. Number 3, Comey. Number 2, Mueller. Number 1, Trump. Okay, so to the aftermath of the Mueller report, Mr. Trump has been here, there, and everywhere. Seems to be somewhat emboldened by the results of the Mueller report. there seems to be, you know, the Democrats don't want to let go of it. The Republicans say the collusion delusion is over, and all of the focus on the people who were hurt. And there were people that were hurt, but that's the big game of politics. If you don't want to get into the nasty, the dirty, the corrupt world of politics, then you better stay home, because that's what it's about, whether it's now, before. Go back to the Teapot Dome scandal. And the, you know, American politics has always been dirty, rotten, and nasty, and it continues in that vein. So
yeah,
this
but they're
not
trying to overthrow a sitting president at this point with conjured up information.
Yeah, that's true. That's what they're trying to do. They don't like him, so they use any means they can to
give it. Just, when before has it ever involved the FBI? The FBI helping to create the situation, paying Steph Halper to try and get in as an insider on the Trump camp so that he can create the connection with the Russians so that they have a case on collusion.
So did he ever testify? Steph Halper is one of the names that has been publicly bantied about here. He's somebody that's been associated with, I guess, you and me and the connection at Radio America. He's been an influence peddler, kind of, for a long time.
And apparently an undercover handyman for the FBI.
There you go.
Who doesn't like Trump, so they throw him in there to try and get him to create the connection. Didn't happen.
FBI,
none of us have seen the Mueller report.
And none of you will. The whole
probably.
Thing.
Well, there will be a lot of redactions.
But none of us have seen the Mueller report that we've seen a four-page summary by William Barr, who did write a 19-page memo in favor of President Trump.
What shocking information are you expecting to come out that we didn't see in the 19-page report?
Well, I don't know. That's the point. It's a 300-page report.
Right, what benefit is it once that information, all of it, comes out? To whom is there a necessary call for the
Rachel Maddow?
It's important. No. That's silly. That's silly stuff, Rachel. The Rachel Maddow stuff is silly stuff.
Yeah.
All that stuff is silly stuff. That's all commentary. It's silly stuff. It's interesting, but it's, you know, it's keeping her in...
lost half of her audience in 3 days.
It's keeping her in cat food. So that's
In addition to being silly stuff, though, like, understand, yes, she lost some audience, but she also had the highest ratings of her career because of, you know, Trump collusion, he's a Russian agent, things like that.
Right.
She's very influential still with a number of people. And I think what's interesting is going back to what Doug's saying about the politics here. So you have Mueller report saying that there's no evidence, and yet you have Adam Schiff and Democrats and Rachel are saying, oh, well, we see evidence. They are now using the word evidence in a non-judicial sense and just as part of their opinion.
Well, this is it. There's also the counterintelligence investigation, and Barr did not say there was no evidence of collusion. What Barr reported was that the investigation did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with Russia in its efforts to influence the 2016 U.S. presidential election.
Okay.
So when it says it did not establish, it means that Mueller collected evidence, but what his team found was not enough for a slam dunk criminal conviction of anybody.
So why didn't you just keep going another 2 years so he can make another $30 million?
Because there's nothing there.
Because Mueller has to establish enough for a conviction, because that's what you have to do.
So that's what we're going to hang on to now.
No, because that's what his job is. Doesn't mean that this happened.
Who told him that's what his job
is?
Who said that was the job? Get enough to convict the president. Who told him to do that?
No, but that is the job. When you look for evidence, you either find enough to, particularly if you're investigating people around the president, you've got to be very careful. You either find enough that you think is going to bring a conviction, or you don't bring a charge. You're not going to bring a charge if you think, well, I think maybe there's something. You're not going to bring a charge on that. You're going to bring a charge if you think you've got a heck of a lot of evidence.
So does Mueller ever get a job like this again, or is this
you're one and done with this.
Mueller can do anything that he likes. Mueller walks away with all the integrity that he came in with.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
and he came in with complete integrity.
All right, so that's that story. Other than the people firing at Adam Schiff, telling me he ought to resign because he made a mess of this or tried
the
to make a mess of it.
Push it in this. That's the other avenue.
Right.
Oh, he'll continue to push it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right. Well, so what you get when you grow up in Framingham. That's where he's from. Grew up in my hometown. Adam Schiff, ladies. I give you Adam Schiff, who moved to California because the weather was better. And look at the fine mess he's found himself in. It's time for us to fix the problems you have losing weight, trying to lose weight. Have you found a solution? If you have not, and if you haven't found Calitrin, then you really haven't found the solution. A lot of people start Caligen, and they work on it for 4 or 5 months. Some people, I'm looking at the story of a woman who lost 40 pounds. Her husband went from a size 42 to a size 32, lower blood pressure, all of that stuff. Calitrin will save your life by helping you lose weight and keep it off. It'll take you a while. You can't do it the first night, the first week. Maybe in the first month you'll see a difference, but it takes a while. So you want to lose the weight? Calitrin, my friends, is the number one way in America to lose weight in a healthy fashion. Healthy, healthy, healthy. Weight loss and other things that come from using this product. This is really a fabulous product that affects your joints because the main ingredient is collagen. So let's get on board with Calitrin. Lose the weight, keep it off. Special deal. Right now you go to toploss.com, the website for Calitrin, and check the box DJV. And with that, you'll get 3 bottles at the regular price. That's a 90-day supply. And then get another 2 bottles, 2 more months, free, plus $20 off your entire purchase, whatever you buy. So go to toploss.com. Special deal with the DJV code. Check the box for DJV at toploss.com to be successful in your quest to lose weight. Talk Radio in Review, counting down from number 10 to number 1, the actual story list this week. Last week of March 2019, on the list, Sports Talk Radio as usual, with lots of focus on betting and the NCAA and March Madness, beginning of the baseball season as well. Number 9, a fascination with a film called Us. Number 8, the arrest of the aforementioned Michael Avenatti. Number 7, what's going on in England with the Brexit situation? Good God, what a mess that is. Number 6, who are the list, who's on the list of Democratic hopefuls for 2020? Keeps expanding that list. Number 5, the Green New Deal vote. Number 4, immigration issues and the border wall. Number 3, the case of the city of Chicago versus Jussie Smollett. Number 2, the Trump-Obamacare situation as it's now been reintroduced. And the Mueller report is number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This report is brought to you by Sprint. No credit? No worries. Introducing No Credit Check now at Sprint. Sprint is offering its best rate plans to customers who do not want to run their credit. The No Credit Check program at Sprint allows customers to bring their own device or buy any smartphone outright and sign up for one of Sprint's unlimited plans. You can get 1 line of unlimited Kickstart for just $25 and a free Moto E5 after $100 prepaid MasterCard with No Credit Check. Plus, unlimited data, talk, and text, and streaming in DVD quality. Simply bring your phones or buy new ones, and everyone is approved for 5 lines. Guaranteed, all without a credit check. For more, visit ilimitadoya.com. Unlimited kickstart, up to 2 lines. Data deprioritization during congestion applies. With autopay, requires new line, port, and BYOD or full SRP phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming. Moto E-Free requires online registration and 60 days of service. 1 new line and purchase of new phone before card ships. Restrictions apply.
How is it spring already? Didn't you just make a New Year's resolution to lose weight? How is it 4 months later already and the weight is still there? Don't put it off another second. Calitrin is easier than any other resolution or diet plan you've tried. Take it just once a day. That's it. It's even safe if you're diabetic.
Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50
pounds. I have regained my energy. I have regained some mental clarity. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186, and I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
So I got the Calitran, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitran works for weight loss and more. Check it out at TopWoss.com. That's TopWoss.com.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with the people list, first of all. That's interesting. This would be like the Rogues Gallery or maybe the Star Wars scene at the bar. Michael Avenatti is at number 10. Theresa May at number 9. Pete Buttigieg. That's where you pronounce his name. If we get that, that's number 8. I know it's number 8, but I don't know if I pronounce his name correctly. Mitch McConnell is 7. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. You notice I didn't say anything about her. Number 6. Nancy Pelosi, number 5. Jussie Smollett, number 4. James Comey on the list of people. Research done by Talkers Magazine this week. He comes out at number 3 on the important discussion list. Robert Mueller is 2. And Donald Trump is number 1. Do you wonder what's going to become of Robert Mueller? What does he do? A fascinating story about this guy, by the way. That's the people list from the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
And you're on the air.
It's not true.
And you're on.
Do you have no? Do you? Is this your first day on the air, Rick?
I'm sorry.
Well, how do you do this at your station?
It just goes to show the conversation just keeps on going,
it
man.
Does, it right. It's amazing. It's really commercial to play.
You guys
are into it.
Right.
Back and forth. Victoria, Rick, Richie, Doug. All right. So I just want to have one more moment here on the aftermath of the report, and that's what's going to happen to our pal, Mr. Comey. What ought to have happened to him? Former FBI Director James Comey, who is one of the largest overbloated gas bags in this whole scenario, as far as I can see. I don't see anything that's going to affect him that's positive out of this, and he's being investigated, isn't he? Now they want to investigate the investigators who investigated other people that needed to be investigated. So is this just more wasting our money? Kind of looks like that to me, but...
I mean,
he deserves whatever he gets because he's in sanctimonious...
I don't think that you should have people who work in the government trying to create stories to overthrow the government, and if somebody did that, we should know about it.
Yeah. You know what I was surprised? It didn't make it in this week was the college admission reform or whatever, college admission reality, how widespread this all is, college admission practices, the process of getting admitted, and how
to hear one of the parents
is.
That's apparently paid off one of the colleges is the guy who invented Hot Pockets.
No, I didn't hear that.
That's hysterical.
Really?
That's just too fun.
Yeah. Well, but you see, it does show you about America has become totally unglued in terms of how it was supposed to be. Was it ever the land of the free, the home of the brave? Was there ever justice, liberty and justice for all in America? Methinks not. It's a great slogan, and it's wonderful to aspire to, but if anything comes out of these discussions of the things like the college admission program,
or the Jesse Smollett,
yeah. It's all that money buys, you know, what is the old expression, money can't buy you love, but it'll buy you pretty much everything else. And maybe in Nicolas Cage's...
Well, liberty. Everybody gets liberty, but does everybody get justice? I mean, because Jesse Smollett proved that...
Liberty. If you don't have money, you can't stay out of jail. Look at the jails. Millions of people literally in jail who are there because they don't have any money.
That's an outrage, and I think that's unconstitutional.
Well, prison reform is something... I'm glad it's on the top of pretty much everybody's list, because it's an outrage. Not only because of the way people's lives are screwed up, but the amount of money... that gets thrown at this. My God, it is outrageous how much money it costs. Why are you putting white-collar criminals in jail cost us $40,000 a year to take care of them, and they don't do anything to pay back what it is that the offense, or take care of the offense. All right, Richie wants us to go now. Victoria Jones.
Time to go.
Rick Jensen, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 after the hour. Time for us to review the hot hits in technology news this week. And here to do that, Victoria Keelan, taking us from number 5 to number 1. First story is this. I don't know if I find myself intrigued and want to buy some of this stock as it becomes available for a public offering. Pinterest is doing that. So what's the story, Victoria?
Yes, Pinterest is the latest Silicon Valley company to file for an initial public offering, and this is a San Francisco-based social network. However, they are making sure that they do not label themselves as a social network. It's an image board site, and so Pinterest is still not profitable, even though it's been around for years and years at this point. But they said that they earned more than $750 million in revenue last year. However, it was still not more than their debt. So Pinterest cut its losses from nearly $200 million in 2016 down to just under $75 million annually. And Pinterest will go public on the New York Stock Exchange. It will join Uber and Lyft and Postmates and Airbnb. Those are the types of other IPOs that we've seen recently. Pinterest launched in 2010, and it primarily makes money by attracting advertisers to the platform. Pinterest says it has more than 250 million monthly active users who have created more than 4 billion Pinterest boards, and a cumulative 175 billion pins have been saved. And so 2 billion searches a month, and I don't know. I don't understand. I think Pinterest had a little blip of a moment of popularity. I can't even believe that this is going public in 2019, because I don't know a single person who's using Pinterest anymore. So to go back to what you were saying, Doug, about investing, I would say don't do it. Don't invest in this.
All right. So I'm just taking the minus sign or the circle and putting a line through it there. Number four this week, as we head toward number one, is a focus on United Parcel Service.
Yes, UPS and a startup drone partner have begun the first commercial drone deliveries in the U.S., making a short flight carrying a medical sample between North Carolina hospitals earlier this week, which is pretty cool. The deliveries using a drone made by Matternet take less time than the vehicles used by hospitals in the Raleigh-Durham area. UPS plans to make multiple flights daily for the hospital system, and this is actually something that not this same company, but drones have been partnering with the Red Cross, and I believe we talked about this story last year even, with drones delivering blood supply to different countries in Africa and different rural regions through the Red Cross, and so this is just yet the next step. Again, drones are wonderful and have a great use. However, there's always a complication anytime you're in airspace, especially around airports. So I don't know how far this will go for UPS, but in rural areas, it makes a lot of sense. Saves time, saves, it's environmentally friendly. There isn't, you know, there are no carbon emissions and things like that. So it makes a ton of sense. And kudos to UPS for being the first one to do this. I'm sure FedEx and everyone else will follow.
Of course, because these guys always do. Follow the leader. Okay, next up, the software fix for the 737. Wait till you see or hear or find how long it's going to take them to implement this fix for the 737 Maxes, Victoria.
Well, we've all been waiting for the fix. How are we going to fix this problem of the Boeing 737 MAXs? And the FAA has said that they have tentatively approved a sweeping software and pilot training change. And that will allow pilots to exert more control over the automated system, which is essentially what caused those two deadly crashes, Lion Air and then the other crash in Ethiopia. Two weeks ago. So, we'll see if this actually works. I don't know if a software update is going to really do it, but
training.
Well.
There's a lot of stuff in there. Okay, let's keep going here. Number two this week is Facebook.
Facebook has been charged with allegedly allowing housing advertisers to discriminate against users based on race, sex, and disability. And the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, has charged Facebook for violating the Fair Housing Act. This has been a rumor that's been going around for at least a year and a half, and I'm not surprised at all. And this is, once again, Facebook completely screwing up.
Well, number one, Apple, and something that's probably not a screw-up.
Yeah, Apple unveiled its new Apple News subscription service, the Apple Card credit card, Apple Arcade, and Apple TV Plus. People seem very excited about this. The Apple News Plus service adds 300 magazines to the app. It includes The New Yorker, Esquire, The Atlantic, National Geographic, Men's Health, and Vogue, and it's $9.99 a month.
Are interested in what they're going to do in their television department as well. All right, that's good. Thank you, Victoria. Victoria Keevan, Doug Steffen, 59 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.